我们从第一节看到第六节。
From verse 1 to verse 6.
诗篇137篇。
Psalm 137.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
我用国语读，请 Emil 弟兄用英文读。
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
他们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想锡安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的流树上，因为在那里掳落我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们坐落，说给我们唱一首锡安歌吧。我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。
37:1 By the rivers of the Babylon we sat and wept when we remember Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs.Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
我们再看诗篇126篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 126.
仍然我用中文过于读，也没有弟兄用英文读。
Again, we will first read in Chinese and then in English.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed.
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
耶和华呀，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢落落的带禾捆回来。
He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him.
我们仍然打开圣经，我们低头做祷告。
Let's keep our Bible open. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你能够这样的快乐来到你的面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to worship you with joy.
我们实在来到你的面前需要你的遮盖。
Yes, we need to come to you and need to be covered.
求主的恩典，求主的宝血，求主的爱来遮盖我们。
May you cover us with your grace, your love, and your blood.
好让我们在你的面前不至于受外界的搅扰。
So that we will not be distracted by things of this world.
好让我们能够专心地来到你的面前，为的来敬拜你。
So that we can focus and pay attention to worship you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
It's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
诗篇126篇可以说是以色列人被掳归回的诗歌。
The Psalm 126 is one of the psalms written for the Israel after they were captured, they were returning.
当他们从巴比伦回到锡安，回到耶路撒冷的时候， 他们一路的就唱着这一首的诗歌。
When they were returning from Babylon to Jerusalem to Zion, and on their way, they start singing this psalm.
等到他们回到耶路撒冷以后，他们就写了这一首的诗歌。
After they reached Jerusalem, they wrote down this psalm.
不单他们继续不断的唱，他们也是让后代的人能够唱这一首的诗歌。
Not only that they continue to sing this psalm, but they will also let the descendants there, to sing this song also.
不单他们的以色列人的后代也可以唱这一首的诗歌，我们今天信靠主耶稣的人，我们也需要唱这一首的诗歌。
Not only the descendants of the Israel can sing this song, those who of us who believe in Jesus Christ, then we can also sing this song.
所以今天早上我愿意用这一首的诗歌，我们彼此的勉励，彼此的分享，彼此的来歌唱。
So this morning I would like to use this song to share with one another, to encourage one another, and to enjoy this song together.
这一篇的诗篇一共有六节。
There are six verses in this psalm.
我常常愿意预先简单的把这 一篇的诗篇的纲要提出来。
And I usually like to outline this very simple psalm.
在这六节的圣经的里面，我们可以把它分成两段。
In these six verses, we can separate into two passages.
我们很容易的分把中间分起来。
It's very easy. We just divide that in the middle.
我们从第一节到第三节，这是第一段。
From verse 1 to 3, that's the first passage.
我们从第四节到第六节，这是第二段。
And then from verse 4 to verse 6 is the second passage.
第一段可以说是耶和华的拯救。
And the first passage you can say that is the salvation of Jehovah God.
第二段可以说他们得了拯救以后，他们还要得着了产业。
And the second passage, after they were saved, then they will receive the inheritance.
换一句话说，第一段可以说是耶和华是带他们归回到耶路撒冷。
In other words, the first passage of Jehovah God bring them back to Jerusalem.
第二段可以说是他们回到耶路撒冷以后，如何的要重新的建造他们的家园。
In the second passage, after they reach Jerusalem, how they will rebuild their own hometown.
所以我用很简单的字就说，第一段是拯救。
So the very simple words, the first passage is salvation.
第二段是得业。
And second passage is the inheritance.
第一段我们可以说是归回。
And the first passage is the returning.
第二段是重建。
And the second part is the rebuilding.
我想这是整个以色列的历史。
And I think this is the history of Israel.
我们若是读到旧约，若是看现在看以色列人，总是在归回和重建的历史的里面。
If you look at history, look at the Old Testament of the Israel history, they are always in either returning or rebuilding.
我想不单是以色列人的历史是这样，就是信靠主耶稣、跟随主耶稣的人也是这样的历史。
Not only does Israel have this kind of history, but those who believe in our God also have the same kind of history.
特别在教会的历史的里面，基督的教会也是如此。
Even in the church of Christ, in the Christian church, the history is the same.
教会要不断的归回，教会要不断的重新的建造。
The church must continue to return and continue to rebuild.
我们若是没有回转，就没有建造。
If we do not return, then there is no rebuilding.
我们若是没有复兴，我们就不能够带人到主的面前。
If we don't have a revival, then we cannot bring people to Christ.
所以今天我们愿意一起的来读这一篇的诗篇。
So today we want to read this psalm together.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹更容易了解的时候，我就把第一段分成两段。
But for you to can understand easily, then I will separate the first passage yet into two sections.
我也是把第二段分成两个部分。
And also the second passage also into two sections.
第一段归回的时候，我们就看到这个事实事迹。
And from the first part of the first passage, we can see that it's the narrative.
以后我们就看到那个诗歌。
Then we saw the song.
那第二段, 就是祈求,
and the second passage starts out with the prayer.
和应许,
and then the promise.
所以我在纲要的里面很简单,
so it's very simple in the outline there.
第一个就是事迹,
the first one, the narrative.
第二个就是诗歌,
and the second one is the song.
第三个就是祈求,
and thirdly, the prayer.
第四个就是应许,
and the fourth one is the promise.
或者是祝福,
or maybe a blessing.
现在我们先看第一段，就是诗篇126篇第一节。
So the first session is Psalm 126, verse 1.
这里说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
It says here, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed.
我们知道在历史上以色列人有两次的大的被掳。
We know from the history of Israel, they have two captivity.
第一次就是主前722年北方的以色列国被掳到亚述去。
We saw that the first one happened in 722 BC. The northern kingdom Israel was captured by the Assyrians.
第二次以后就剩下犹大国南方国，就在586年主前586年就被掳到巴比伦去。
And the second captivity was on the southern kingdom, that was Judah, and they were captured to Babylon.
我们知道是为什么他们被掳，乃是他们亡国。
We know why they were captured is because the kingdom had perished.
而为他们成了亡国奴，是因为他们不听耶和华的话。
And the kingdom had collapsed because they did not listen to the word of God.
所以他们就遭遇了许许多多的痛苦。
So they had faced a lot of destruction.
他们就流离烁烁到每一个 地方去,
and they were just roaming around to the different land.
但是感谢神, 神在他的儿女的身上仍然有恩典。
But God had His grace on His children.
但是, 需要人回到神的面前。
But this needs the people to return to Him.
神借着耶利米先知就预言说, 被掳是有70年。
And through Jeremiah the prophet, it's prophesied that 70 years they will be captured.
所以当以利先知读到耶利米先知的书的时候，知道说70年以后，这许多神的神明要被带回到西安去。
So Daniel, as he read the prophets from the prophet, he knew that after 70 years, they will be returning to the land.
所以若是我们读但以理第九章的时候，但以理就进食的祷告，悔改在神的面前。So
when we read from Daniel chapter 9, he will fast and pray and repent.
我相信不只是但以理一个人在哪一个地方忧伤痛悔的祷告。
I know that it's not only Daniel, the only person who was fasting and praying and repenting.
我相信当以理带领着整个 以色列人, 他们悔改祷告。
I believe that Daniel had brought along the whole Israel to come and repent and pray to God.
所以, 果然有一天, 神就把以色列人带回西安。
So one day God took the Israel back to Zion.
当马代波斯打败巴比伦的时候,
when the Persian from the Medes had attacked Babylon,
马代王大力乌就恩待以色列人,
And then the king Darius had special grace on the Israel.
和波斯王古列他们也是同样的恩待以色列人。
And Cyrus from Persia same similarly, and they have grace. He had grace on Israel.
他们就准许苏罗巴伯把这许多的犹太人的神明带回到西安。
And they let the person Shalapapo to bring the Israel back to Zion.
所以当他们听到这样的消息的时候，他们心中充满了喜乐。
So when they heard the news, their hearts were filled with joy.
但是他们还是欢喜的，不敢相信这件事情。
But they are so happy that they would not believe this will happen.
所以在这里就说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
So it was said in this psalm that when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed.
弟兄姊妹，我们被掳的时候是怎么样的情况？
So when we were captured, what kind of situation we were in?
我们归回的时候是怎么样？
And when we return, what are the situations?
我想在座的这许多的比较年时间长久在这里的时候，也知道神的教会也是常常是这样的。
And those who have been in this church for a little bit longer, you will know that the church is similarly like that.
我们常常被掳到没有希望的时候。
Many times we're captured into a despair.
我们常常被掳到我们没有办法唱诗的时候。
To a position that we can't even sing the hymn.
而我们好像来敬拜神，我们心却不在这一个地方。
Seems like we come to worship God, but our heart is not here.
我们发现教会的人数寥寥无几
Seems like we don't only have a few people at church.
但是感谢神，神仍然在恩待我们。
But thank God, He still has grace.
但是哪一个时候乃是一个在被掳的时候。
And that's a time of captivity for us.
但是当我们悔改到神面前的时候。
But as we repent to God.
当我们回转到神面前的时候。
As we return and turn our face to God.
当我们不走自己的道路的时候。
When we don't walk on our own way.
我们的神就再一次的复兴了我们。
And our God will revive us.
当我们复兴的时候。
And as we will have revived,
我想我们的心中是充满了喜乐。
And our heart are filled with joy.
当我们复兴的时候，我们能够开口的赞美神。
When we are revived, we can then start singing.
当我们复兴的时候，自然而然的，我们愿意去把人带到主的面前。
When we are revived, naturally we will bring people to God.
神也祝福我们，把许多人带到我们的当中。
And God will bless us with many people.
这是我们可以看见的教会的历史和我们自己的经历。
And this is some history that we can experience in our church and ourselves.
我们也可以想象到以色列人当时是如何的情况。
We can imagine the situation of the Israelites.
刚刚我们读到诗篇137篇。
Earlier we read from Psalm 137.
那是以色列人被掳时候的光景。
And this is when the situation of the Israel when they were in
captivity. 巴比伦人喜笑他们。
And a lot of people mocked them.
他说你们给我们唱一首西安的歌嘛。
They say, would you sing a song of Zion for us?
哎呀，这许多人就写诗说，我们怎能唱西安的歌？
And these Israelites, how can we sing this song of Zion?
我们唱不出来呢。
We cannot sing it.
所以我们就把琴挂在柳树的上面。
So we put our harp on the poplar tree.
哎呀，我们弹琴也没有办法弹。
And we cannot play on the piano.
我们的口也没有办法来唱西安的歌。
And our mouth cannot sing.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
当我们回转到神面前的时候。
As we turn back to God.
我们的神耶和华就把他们带回西安。
And our God brings the Israel back to Zion.
这个时候他们是想不到的。
And this is something they cannot imagine.
所以诗人就写着说，好像做梦的人。
So the psalmist said, it seems like we are in a dream.
这一个梦非梦。
And, but this is not really a dream.
这一个梦不是一个好像做梦的人。
But it's not like a man who is dreaming.
这一个梦乃是一个真实人。
It's a true fact.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们有时候快乐的，我们不敢相信神的作为。
Because sometimes when we're so happy, we cannot believe that that's the word of God.
这是神这个恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以以赛亚就说我们眼睛未曾看到。
So Isaiah said these are like eyes have not seen.
我们耳朵也未曾听到。
And ears have not heard.
使徒保罗就引用了以赛亚的圣经说。
And Apostle Paul would quote that passage.
他说神为爱他的人所预备的。
That God had prepared for those, to those, for those who love him.
是我们眼睛未曾看到。
It's where our eyes have not seen.
耳朵未曾听到。
Our ears have not heard.
我们的心里也没有曾经也没有想到。
And our minds have not thought about.
哦，这是神莫大的恩典。
And this is the greatest grace.
但是神有一个条件。
But there's one requirement.
为爱他的人所预备的。
For those who love him.
神拯救的恩典要拯救许多的还没有信他的人回到他的面前。
God wants to save all these people who have not believed yet to return
to him. 但是神为着他的子民的哪一个恩典乃是一个条件说我们需要爱他的。
But there's one requirement that we need to love him.
他说为爱他的人所预备的。
He said he prepared for those who love him.
乃是我们眼睛未曾看到。
Those eyes have not seen.
耳朵未曾听到。
Ears have not heard.
我们心里也从来没有想到的。
And our minds have not thought about it.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的灵命的过程也是常常是这样的。
Our spiritual life has the same situation.
当我们被掳的时候，我们唱不出歌来。
When we are in captivity, we cannot sing.
我们所唱的就是一个哀歌。
And the song we sing is a song of sorrow.
所以使徒保罗有这样的经历。
So Apostle Paul had this experience.
他在罗马书第七章二十三节、二十四节就说到他做基督徒是有时候被掳的时候，被掳在律法之下的时候是何等的艰苦。
In Romans 7:23-24, he had the experience that he was under the law, he was captive under the law.
他说我真是苦啊。
He said, what a wretched man I am.
谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can rescue me from this body of death?
当我靠着我肉体去来跟随主的时候，
When I try to follow Christ with my own flesh，
当我想到靠着自己的肉体来行善的时候，
When I try to do good with my own flesh，
哎呀，结果我就成了一个非常糟糕的基督徒。
Then I become a terrible Christian。
但是他二十五节他说当我回到神的面前，
But in verse 25 he said when I come back to God，
他说感谢神。
He said, thank God.
乃是借着耶稣基督。
He said, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
叫我们能够脱离得胜而有余。
Then we can be away from our flesh and overcome.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要归回。
Brothers and sisters, we need to return.
让我们再次的回到神的面前。
Let's come back to our God.
神要再一次的复兴他自己的工作。
God will revive his own work.
好让许多人蒙着了神的恩典。
So that more people can receive the grace.
第二个我们要看到他们所唱的诗歌。
Secondly, we want to see the song that they are singing.
我想诗歌是对于一个每一个基督徒的生命是非常非常重要的。
I think song is very important to a Christian.
诗歌常常是我们经历的一个结晶。
And usually is the focus of our experience.
诗歌 不是好像我在讲道一样的啰里啰嗦那个。
And some is not very tedious like I was preaching here.
诗歌就是一个非简单的 一两句话。
It's usually very simple and brief, one to two sentences.
真正我们在这一篇的诗篇里面看到诗歌只有两句话。
And sometimes we see the song only two phrases.
就是第二节第三节。
And that's in verse 2 and verse 3.
他说我们满口喜笑满口欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
It said our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
这是别人不是神的子民的人他看见了说耶和华 为我们行了大事。
It is not the Israel people, but it's other people he saw that God had done great things for them.
但是第三节的里面就说，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
But in verse 3 it said the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
哎，我实在是欢喜这一首的短歌。
I really like this short psalm.
有时候我们唱很长很长的歌。
Sometimes we sing a very, very long song.
有时候我们唱李托生的诗歌就很长的歌。
Especially a song from Watchmeni sometimes very long.
他把一生的经历都那个唱出来。
He put down his whole life experience in the song.
这是一种的方式。
This is one method.
但是我们知道圣诞节大复兴的时候就是唱短歌那个。
We know that Mr. Song, when he had the revival, he always sang just short song.
我记得我小的时候就是常常说归家吧，归家吧，不要再流浪。
I remember short song we sang is come home, come home, don't roam away.
慈爱天父伸出伸手，盼望你回家。
A gracious Father reach out his hand, hoping you will return home.
但是有很多人愿意回家。
There are many people who would like to come home.
感谢赞美主。
Thank our Lord.
在这一首的诗歌的里面也是很短。
This song is very short.
但是也是很有力量。
But it's filled with power.
我非常欢喜那个摩西的歌。
And I like Moses' song also.
你们知道摩西他们带领以色列人过了红海以后他就提笔写一首诗歌。
You know, after they crossed the Red Sea, Moses wrote down this song.
他写了这一首诗歌，就请他的姐姐米利安来带领整个以色列人那个唱这一首诗歌。
After he finished, he asked his sister Miriam to lead the congregation to sing this song.
我想几百万人在那个唱这一首诗歌是何等的有力量。
And millions of people sing this song with such a power.
但是诗歌非常的简单。
But the song is very simple.
以后历代的人都唱这一首诗歌。
And then generations after, they still sing this song.
以赛亚时代要唱这一首诗歌。
And Isaiah's time, they sing this song.
我们这个时代也是唱这一首诗歌。
In this generation, we still sing this song.
将来在天上也是要唱羔羊和摩西的诗歌。
And then in heaven, in the future, then we will still sing this song of the Lamb.
他们唱作诗歌说，耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
It's saying, Jehovah God is my strength.And he's my song, and he become my salvation.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
让我们也常常的唱起一首诗歌说，耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
That we can also sing this song that Jehovah God is our strength, my joy, and then he become my salvation.
但是今天我们要一起的唱，第二节第三节。
But today we want to sing the second verse and the third verse together.
好不好？我们一起的，慢慢的读这两节的圣经。
Can we just read these two verses slowly together?
他说：“我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说：耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事。”我们就欢喜。感谢主，今天开始的那 inspiration 就是唱这个意思。
And thank God that in the inspiration we sing this really the meaning of this song.
耶和华为我们成就了大事。
God has done great things for us.
他们归回的时候，他们心中充满了喜乐。
When they are returning, they are.Hearts are filled with joy.
这个喜乐好像说不出来那个。
And a joy that cannot be uttered.
所以他们满口的喜笑。
So then they will just fill with laughter.
他们满舌的欢呼那个。
And then they will just sing out with praise.
让我们要常常欢呼。
That we should sing praise also.
我有一段时间我们常常说 Hallelujah.
And then certain period of time we always
sing
Hallelujah.
我们慢慢又冷淡了。
And slowly we just kind of calm
down. 我们常常要唱 Hallelujah.
We always want to sing Hallelujah.
我们要含着我们的笑脸。
To fill with the laughter.
我们要用我们的舌头来唱。
Our tongues will sing the song.
当我们笑的时候
，as we laugh.
当我们拿一个笑容的时候
，as we are filled with laughter.
当我们拿一个赞美的时候
，as we praise our Lord.
有许多人听见，有许多人看见。
A lot of people will see and hear.
他们会看出了耶和华为我们做了大事。
They will say that Jehovah God has done great things for them.
这是一个美好的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
所以这一首的诗歌不但是一个感恩的诗歌，也是一个见证的诗歌。
So this song not only is a song of thanksgiving, but also a song of testimony.
这一首的诗歌更是那个救赎的诗歌。
It's also a song of salvation.
如同摩西写作那一首诗歌，叫他的姐姐米利亚带领整个以色列人都唱这一首救赎的诗歌。
Just like the song that Moses had written and asked his sister Miriam to lead the congregation to sing.
这是耶和华的拯救。
This is the salvation of our God.
这是耶和华为我们成就大事。
And then he had done great things for us.
这是神的爱来拯救我们。
And the love of God to save us.
弟兄姊妹，我们要得着了拯救。
We are to receive the salvation.
不是靠着我自己的力量来成就。
Not by my own strength to receive
that. 乃是我们的主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
But our Lord Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
乃是我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
That he rose again from death.
他为我们做了大事。
He had done great things for us.
好让我们就回到神的面前。
So that we can return to our God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有回到神的面前？
Brother and sister, have we returned to God?
我们或许做了多年的基督徒，我们还是靠着自己的力量。
Maybe many years of Christian life, we are just still depending on our own strength.
我们没有靠着神的救恩。
We are not depending on his salvation.
我们需要神的拯救。
We need his salvation.
我们需要主耶稣的宝血。
We need the blood of Christ.
好让我们投奔在主耶稣基督的里面。
So we can run towards our Lord Jesus
Christ. 他能够拯救我们。
He can save us.
他为我们行了大事。
He has done great things for us.
弟兄姊妹，在我们当中，我不知道你的心中到底情况如何。
Brother and sister, I don't know about your heart. Heart, your
你到底有什么难处？
What kind of problems you have?
我们可以到神的面前。
We can come to our God.
我们可以仰望他。
We can look upon him.
我们可以呼求他。
We can call upon him.
因为他是行大事的主。
Because he's the one who do great things.
他为我们已经做了拯救的工作。
He has done great things for us.
我们的小小的毛病。
Just a little problem that we may have.
在他的面前不是一个很重大的事情。
To him, it's not a big thing.
但是他乐意要拯救你我。
But he's willing to save you and I.
他乐意要医治你我。
He wants to heal you and I.
他乐意带领我们经过哪一个旷野。
He wants to bring us through the wilderness.
虽然我们软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但是他却是刚强。
But he is strong.
我想我必须要把这段放下。
I think I need to put down this particular section.
我们看到第三段。
Now look at the first session.
这是他们的祷告。
This is their prayer.
我们看到他们的祷告的时候。
As we saw their prayer.
我们就想到为什么他还是这样的祷告说，求耶和华叫他们被掳的归回。
Why are they praying that they will restore the fortunes?
他们不是已经那个耶和华将他们被掳的带回西安吗？
Haven't the Lord had took them back to Zion?
但是他们带回西安以后，他们仍然的祷告说，求神叫我们被掳的归回。
Even though they were brought back to Zion, they still pray that they will return.
所以第四节的里面就是，耶和华呀，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。
So in verse 4 it says, Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev.
这里是有两件的事情。
There are two things that happen here.
第一件事情，他说，求你使我们被掳的归回。
It says, ask that those who are captive, that they can
return. 第二件事情说，在南地的河水伏流。
And the second one about the streams of Negev.
为什么他们仍然的要求神叫被掳的归回。
Why do they ask God to have them return?
这是同样的，我们已经蒙了神的复兴。
We have already have a revival.
我们蒙着了神的恩典。
We have received the grace of God.
我们已经回到神的面前。
We have to turn back to God.
我们乃是需要不断地回到神的面前。
But we need to continue to return to God.
哦，我们要常常地回到神的面前。
We always want to return to God.
不止一次地回到神的面前。
Not only one time.
我们乃是多次地回到神的面前。
But many, many times.
我们知道以色列人回归一共有三次。
We know the returning of Israel together the three times.
第一次神就借着所罗巴伯省长把他们带回耶路撒冷。
And the first time is through Zerubbabel, God would bring them back.
他们带回耶路撒冷的目的乃是要重建圣殿。
And the purpose is to rebuild the temple.
哦，不是一个很容易的事情。
Not an easy task.
哦，已经被人占领了70年。
Have been put aside for 70 years.
土地已经荒芜了。
And all the soil has been desolated.
有许多的其他的人就进入了他们原来所住的地方。
A lot of people will come and dwell there. Already.
我们看到今天的中东的局势。
We can see the situation in the Middle East.
巴勒斯坦人跟以色列人，哦，是常常的征战。
The Palestine and the Israel are always fighting each other.
虽然他们已经回到他们的国土。
Even though they return to their homeland.
哎呀，他们仍然需要流泪的祷告。
But then they still need to continue to pray with tears.
他们不断的要在哪一个地方祷告。
Not only to pray at that place.
求神让他们被掳的归回。
So that God, those who are captive can return.
这是第一次的归回。
This is the first return.
第二次的归回，神乃是借着以斯拉，带回一部分的人回去。
And the second time is through Ezra. He brought some of the people back.
他们回去，以斯拉回去的时候，就复兴哪个教会。
And Ezra, when he went back, he revived the church there.
苏罗巴伯回去的时候，要建造哪个圣殿。
And Zerubbabel, when he returned to rebuild the temple.
这是在我们的预表属灵的意思说我们需要那个主耶稣的做哪一个教会的根基。
And this to reveal that our church needs to have Christ to build that foundation of the church.
以后以斯拉回去他们就复兴他们的聚会。
And then when Ezra went back, he revived their worship.
他们怎么样复兴他们的聚会呢？他们就把律法书摆在众以色列人的面前。
How did they revive the worship? Is Ezra will put the law in front of all these Israelites.
所以我们要复兴神的教会，乃是需要神主耶稣活泼的话语。
So we need to revive the church. We need the active word of God.
以后第三次就是尼希米回去。
And the third return was by Nehemiah.
尼希米回去就是特别的要重建圣城。
And the return of Nehemiah was to rebuild the city.
就是需要哪一个保护。
They need that protection.
需要不让许多的仇敌可以进入。
So the enemies cannot enter.
但是他们经过这许许多多的事情，他们都流着了许多的眼泪。
Through all these, they have shed a lot of tears.
他不但流着眼泪，甚至要付上他生命的代价。
Not only to shed the tears, they might have to give up their life.
所以他们需要不断的祷告。
So they need to continue to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们属灵生命的经历也是一样的。
Our spiritual life is the same.
我慢慢的年纪大了就一个恐惧。
When I get older, I have one fear.
我恐惧不是我怕有一天离开世界。
The fear is not that one day I will leave the world.
我的恐惧就是我的祷告渐渐的冷淡。
My fear is that my prayer will become not as strong as before.
我常常就是坐在哪一个地方是睡着了。
And many times I sat there and I fell asleep.
以前我常常笑一个年轻的非常爱主的年轻人说祷告，我看见他祷告的时候在那边呼呼大睡。
And before I saw a young people that he was praying, but then he was really sleeping.
现在我就想到我自己常常可能是这样的。
And now I thought that I myself are like that.
我一个需要在主的面前。
I need to be before the Lord.
求主的圣灵常常的警醒我。
So the Spirit will alert me all the time.
好让我行走的时候也在那边祷告。
So as I walk, I will be praying.
我坐下也是在那边祷告。
When I sit, I will be praying.
我特别现在坐不能坐太久，我躺卧在哪个地方也需要祷告。
Even now, I cannot sit for too long. Even when I lie down, I want to be praying.
我记得江少道弟兄有一篇的信息里面有一个见证。
I remember Pastor Kong have one testimony in his sermon.
他曾经就去看宋善杰牧师。
And he went to see Pastor Song.
他就因为我想整个中国神使用宋善杰整复兴了整个中国的教会。
And God used Pastor Song to revive the churches in China.
所以他有一天就去
So one day he went to see Mr. Song.
他就问那个宋博士说，你怎么样有这样大的力量？
He asked Dr. Song, why do you have such great power?
你的祷告，你这个能力，复兴的能力从哪里来的？
Where did your power of revival come from?
宋善杰就回答应他。
And Dr. Song will answer him.
他说，我的秘诀乃是在不断的祷告。
My secret is I pray continually.
我特别上讲台的时候，前半个钟头，我不断的要亲近神。
The half an hour before my sermon, I will have to be close to God.
所以我上到讲台的时候，我就忘记了我自己。
So when I was in the podium, then I will forget myself.
所以人就批评宋三杰说，他讲道是蹦蹦跳跳的。
So people will criticize Mr. Song that when he preached, he was jumping around.
因为他忘记了自己,
because he forgot himself.
就让圣灵来充满他,
so he will have the Holy Spirit to fill
him. 让圣灵来引导他,
to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是做话语执事的一个秘诀。
And this is a secret for those who are going to share with the mouth.
这是一个真正的要述说神的话语的经历呢。
And this is an experience that those who preach.
我们不是在说我要预备多少，我们需要预备，不是我把自己的话都说出来。
We're not that we're going to be prepared all this. Yes, we do need to prepare, but
we
don't necessarily need to speak them all.
真正的是在哪一个时候让圣灵来在我的心中说出哪一个生命的话语来。
But at the time, I was guided. We must be guided by the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God.
我常常的对不起 MU 弟兄。
And many times, I was sorry to the translator.
实在我有很好的预备。
I have a lot of preparation.
我开始必须要把信息的那个很简单的纲要写出来。
I will put down the simple outline.
我为做了翻译的弟兄，我必须很仔细一段一段的写下来。
For the sake of translation, I need to put down the details.
但是我写了以后在讲台上， 我根本不照着哪一个地方讲。
But after I wrote down, when I was at the podium, I would not follow that.
所以我想MU弟兄从礼拜五、礼拜六就看很多的圣经。
I think the translator usually will look at many passages.
但是我不一定讲这许多圣经。
But I may not use all these verses.
有时候我也忘记了。
And sometimes I forgot myself too.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
正是让神的话
May the word of God will flow out.
我们需要不断地在神的面前祷告。
We need to continue to pray before God.
我们不断地要归回。
And we need to continue to return.
我们不断地要赞美神。
We will continue to praise our God.
最后我们就看到 这个神的应许。
And finally we see the promise of God.
也可以看到神的祝福。
And we can see the blessing of God also.
我们看到重建的事情不容易。
We know that rebuilding is very tough.
我们盖一个房子，新的房子很容易。
If we build a new house, it's easy.
我们把旧的房子拆掉以后再盖，要花了三倍的时间。
If we to tear down the old houses and rebuild a new one, it's double the time.
我们需要付上代价。
We need to pay the price.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们需要眼泪。
We need the tears.
我们需要我们的流汗。
We need the sweat.
甚至我们需要付上一切的代价。
Maybe we have to pay all that we have.
哎呀，他们就他们说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
It said those who sow in tears will weep with songs of joy.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢落落的带禾捆回来。
He who goes out weeping carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy carrying sheaves with him.
在这里告诉我们说种和收。
Here talking about the sowing and reaping.
在这里告诉我们说食和得。
And talking about give and receive.
在这里告诉我们说流泪和欢乐。
And talking about the tears and the joy.
我是种田的人。
I'm one who like to sow.
但是我现在发现我种那个不敢夸口。
And now I find that I cannot boast about my
在我们当中的弟兄种的比我呢好的几十倍。
I saw that brother and sister have some had better plant than mine.
但是我知道一件事情。
But I know one thing.
做农夫的必须流汗和流泪。
Those who are farming must sweat and must have tears.
当他收成的时候，他是非常的喜乐。
But when he reaps, he will be filled with joy.
我们常常说五谷的香气。
We talk about the fragrance of the grain.
当你收成的时候，你可以躺在那个麦秆的上面。
When you are reaping, you can just lie down on this field.
躺在那个稻草的上面。
You can lie down on the wheat field.
虽然它不是一个金银的铺盖。
Even though it's not filled with silver and gold.
但是你可以享受哪一个收成之乐。
But you can enjoy the joy of reaping.
你就忘记了哪一个以前耕种的耕耘撒种的眼泪。
Then you will forget the tears when you were sowing.
弟兄姊妹，一个农夫若是不把他手中的那最宝贵的种子种在哪一个黑暗的哪一个土的里面。
If a farmer do not sow a seed into the very dark soil,
他必须经过神的祝福和变化。
And this must be blessed and transformed by God.
他不久以后就会看见哪一个金黄的哪一个地面。
Then later you will see the field filled with a golden color.
向他招手，你可以来享用。
And then calling him that you can now enjoy.
我想种花的人就可以闻到哪一个花的香味。
Those who plant the flowers will smell the fragrance of the flowers.
种菜的人就会看到那个绿油油的一片，你那个时候已经得着了满足。
And those who plant the vegetable will see the greens and then you will be satisfied.
所以诗人说，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
So the psalmist said, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们的当中。
Brothers and sisters, among us.
我们特别在福音的上面。
Especially in the gospel.
我们没有产量。没有生产。
We have not really grown.
没有付上传福音的代价，没有福音的果效。
If we don't put down the price of the gospel, then we will not reap.
没有那个流汗流泪的耕耘，没有属灵的收成。
If we do not sweat, if we do not have tears, then we do not have the spiritual
reaping. 我们可以看到1947年以色列人回到他的本国本土。
We know that when Israelites went back to their own hometown in 1947,
哪一个地方是被腓力士巴勒斯坦人所占领
？And at that time, it was occupied by the Palestine.
他们经过了多少的眼泪，多少的血，回到他们自己的故土
After so much blood and so much tears that they returned to their home.
回到他们的故土，他们看到一切的田园都荒芜了。
They saw the desolation of their own homeland.
他们必须要去耕种哪一个非常坚硬的土地。
They must plow this very hard soil.
但是他们愿意付上代价。
But they're willing to pay the price.
他们愿意把最宝贵的种子种在他们的原来的土地的上面。
They want to use the most precious seed and sow it into the land.
有人说，今天以色列的农业是世界上最好的农业。
And some people say the agriculture in Israel is the best in the world.
我想不单是在农业方面。
I don't think only in the agriculture area.
不单是在经济方面。
Not only in the economy.
也是在政治的方面。
But also in the politics.
我们为着了福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
我们愿意不愿意付上我们的代价。
Are we willing to pay the price?
我们或许就是很简单的为不断的为一个人祷告，灵魂祷告。
Maybe simply we just pray for one or two people.
圣灵借助我们，却好像不足道的一个祷告，在人的心中做工。
Maybe a very small prayer, God will use it to work on the hearts of a person.
或许我们愿意跟邻居打打招呼呢。
Maybe we'll just say greeting to our neighbors.
我们或许就是打打电话那个。
Maybe make a few phone calls.
神能够使用我们这一点点的一个眼泪，几滴的眼泪来成就他的事情。
God will use that very few tears to accomplish His work.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们愿意
，Brother and sister, if we are willing,
我们愿意为做许多的还没有信主的人的灵魂忧伤在神的面前。
If we are willing to shed the tears for some of these
我们愿意牺牲我们自己的时间。
Can we sacrifice our time?
我们愿意牺牲我自己的方便。
And sacrifice our convenience.
我愿意牺牲我自己的利益。
And sacrifice our own benefits.
我相信圣灵要大大的充满在我们的当中。
I believe the Holy Spirit will fill among us.
我们不是说要怎么样做，怎么样方法那个。
We're not saying that how we're going to do it, what kind of method.
我相信我们的主，我们的神。
I believe our Lord and our God.
住在我们心中的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit who dwells among us.
他不得不大大的工作在我们的当中。
He will have to work among us.
好让我们得着了祝福。
So that we will receive the
blessing. 好让我们得着了欢喜快乐。
So that we will have that joy.
这一个喜乐不是金钱可以买来的。
And this joy cannot be purchased by money.
也不是世上的知识可以换来的。
And cannot be traded with the knowledge of the world.
也不是我们一切自己的方法可以得来的。
It's not some methods we use to get it.
让我们从这一篇的诗篇的里面。
So may this psalm.
让我们归回。
That we can return.
让我们重建。
That we can rebuild.
我们再一次的要回到神的面前。
That once again we need to come back to God.
如同从前一样的。
Just like before.
神以前如何的祝福我们。
How God had blessed us before.
以后要更多的祝福我们。
He will bless us even more in the future.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，在你的话语的里面是何等的甘甜。
It was so sweet with your words.
在你的话语的里面是何等的智慧。
And there's so much wisdom in your word.
在你的话语的里面也是有许许多多的祝福。
And also there are many blessings in your word.
主啊，我们同心合意的来到你的面前。
Father, we come to you as one heart.
我们说主啊，我们要归回。
Oh Lord, we need to return.
求主把我们带回。
Oh Lord, bring us back.
求主叫我们仍然不断的祷告。
Oh Lord, keep us in prayer all the time.
让我们真的愿意付上眼泪的代价。
So that we can pay the price of tears.
好让我们得着了欢乐的收成。
So that we can weep with joy.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
And that's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请大家起立，我们。